Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at Miro.com/diagram now.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Labour Court were sitting into the night last night, and in a new development, they have now decided a former Labour Court hearing will be held tomorrow in the dispute between IALPA and Aer Lingus. So this is a different phase. To explain all about it, Anne-Marie Walsh, industry correspondent with the Irish Independent, was at the Labour Court yesterday and following the story, and she joins me now. Anne-Marie, good morning.
Good morning, Ivan. It was a late night. It was a very long day. And I've been at a lot longer talks that went on until the early hours of the morning. So I suppose it wasn't the worst in the world, but it was late enough. So the parties went in around 2:30, came out roughly after 11 o'clock last night.
And
so a longer session than expected.
OK, so there was talks yesterday. What's the difference between a former Labour Court hearing and the talks that took place yesterday?
Subtle differences, but it's all part of a process. And what happened last week at the Labour Court was it held exploratory talks to see was there a way of moving forward in some way? Was there any hope of a resolution? You know, did the party seem to be willing to compromise? At that point, the court decided no, they weren't. There was no point in an intervention last week. So on Friday, then we saw the court decided to invite the parties back in. So it was basically reassessing the situation yesterday. It had decided last week it was going to reassess the situation, see if there was any greater hope yesterday at the talk yesterday. So it has decided that, I suppose, there are grounds for it to make a sort of what's called as a formal intervention under industrial relations legislation. So what will happen is it will convene tomorrow. We'll have IALPA there, the pilots union, and we'll have Aer Lingus management. And following that hearing tomorrow, the court will issue a recommendation. Now, it has already issued a recommendation in this dispute some time ago, which was rejected by the pilots. This one, I think, will be more of a final recommendation. So we just have to really wait and see how the parties react to that.
So, what I was going to, the status of a formal hearing and then a formal recommendation as such, is it in any way binding on either party?
It isn't. No, it isn't. I mean, it's a voluntary system. So what will happen is IALPA's members will ballot on this and decide whether they're going to go for it or not. You would expect to be, from their perspective, some improvements in the pay offer.
And what's the timeline for this insofar as if they hear, is it like a reserve judgment in a court? They'll come back to you 3 days later with their recommendation. In other words, you know, there's people with flights booked, you know, next weekend. And I suppose they're wondering really how long this process would take. And then if there's a vote, would they suspend the work to rule? Like, what are the permutations there?
Yeah. Okay. So the both parties have been asked not to escalate the dispute. And I don't believe that, you know, the parent union of IALPA, which is force, it would want to antagonize the court. So I suppose passengers will hope that will follow that request, that they will accept that request and they won't ramp up the action while this is going on. In terms of the recommendation, I would expect the court to get this out pretty quick because this is a highly disruptive dispute. You know, there's a, it's I suppose it's become politicised to an extent. You know, we've had significant interventions or, you know, comments made by the Taoiseach on it, you know, about children being used as pawns. And I just feel that you know, the court will want to get this out very quickly and try and resolve this. I don't imagine a ballot of IALPA would take too long. You know,
So we're talking about a matter of days, really, for the process to reach its conclusion.
I think so. And, you know, there probably won't be too much more damage done insofar as I know that cancellations have been made up to covering the period up to Sunday. So maybe that buys a little time in terms of, you know, having to disappoint more passengers.
OK. Now, I was also reading in the Irish, and I was reading your story on page 4. On page 5, your colleague in the Indo, John Mulligan, has an assessment of this financial analyst Lobenberg from Barclays Bank about the economics of airlines, the cost of new Airbus, and they have to have certainty on repaying for a new plane. And, you know, they mightn't give it to Aer Lingus, they might give it to Iberia or British Airways instead. But one of the things that he looks at is the question of productivity, which has been alluded to, and IALPA saying they had no mandate to talk about it. And what John says is that basically there's a mandatory maximum period of pilot productivity, which is 900 block hours, they call it, a year, whereas the hours that they're doing on the different transatlantic and short-haul routes is 598 hours or 583 hours. Is that the, when they talk about productivity, are they talking about pilots working longer hours?
I think so, Ivan. It hasn't been spelled out like that, but I do think so. That discussion hasn't actually happened at all, because every time it has come up, IALPA basically seemed to shut it down and said, we've no mandate to discuss this. And last night, even Mark Tai, the president of IALPA, when he came out from the talks at the Labour Court, said that, you know, this was something that was raised again by Aer Lingus, you know, which other members of staff have got, including cabin crew and ground staff, have got this 12.25%. It will relate to that, absolutely. I would expect it would relate to their hours maybe being increased, more flexibility. But they're adamant that's not going to happen, even at this stage. So it's very hard to see where this is going.
Yeah, well, the other point is that, you know, I've seen decades in the 70s, 80s, noughties and so on, where there were huge numbers of industrial disputes. But in latter years, as you know, in the public sector, it all seems to be quite managed insofar as this. And you alluded to Forza. Now, you know, in terms of if the other, from baggage handlers to ground staff, administrative working staff and cabin crew, have accepted it, will there not be a rope ladder effect, which would be of concern to the unions, that they really don't really favour wildcat action? In other words, they like to do the best national deal they can, extract the maximum in exchange for industrial peace. Is there kind of going to be wider play here with the public sector unions?
I think there could. I think there could be a definite knock-on effect. I think initially, if there's a deal done without productivity measures, you know, you probably are going to get other groups of staff saying, well, look, you know, of course you accepted this for us, or SIP2, you accepted this for us. Inflation is still going up. We want to review our own agreement. They do still watch public sector increases, and, you know, there's an expectation that they will keep in line with those. But, you know, any pay claim, a successful pay claim for staff will have a knock-on effect in the economy. Aer Lingus is a big company, and, you know, particularly in the transport sector, you could see knock-on claims. You know, public servants are not getting as much as IALPA is seeking under the current public sector pay deal, which is just over 10%. I mean, it happened with the momentum agreement, the last public sector agreement, that the unions went back in looking for a review. So it's not beyond the realms of possibility.
Okay, finally, Anne-Marie, was there a change in the leadership of IALPA that was a forerunner to this dispute, that a maybe more hardline representation took over?
Yeah, I mean, Evan Cullen had been the president for many, many years, and I suppose in some ways he would have been seen as quite militant too, but I don't think we've seen industrial action like this for a long time. I think the new leadership's a bit of an unknown quantity. I mean, I don't know myself, and I'm just getting used to the new regime, but they certainly are don't look like they're going to back down anytime soon, and that's the impression I got. I mean, when he came out last night, the engagement had been very constructive, so it looked like the potential for breakthrough.
Okay. So it's all eyes on the Labour Court and their recommendation, which will probably issue by the end of the week. Anne-Marie Walsh, industry correspondent with the Irish Independent, thank you for joining us on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thank you, Ivan.
News Talk's Summer Cash Machine.
Well, the cash machine paid out again yesterday. Cheryl was serving a customer yesterday afternoon around 3 o'clock when we called, and she knew the amount. Well done to you. Apparently she's going to get a holiday and a new car, and it has been reloaded with 20 grand up for grabs. The precise amount you need to take note of is €20,482.16. So what you need to do is text the word play to 57557. That'll cost you £2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. You have to be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. Full terms and conditions on the website newstalk.com. So get your entry in before 3 p.m. and then you can await the call. You must pick it up within five rings, and the amount you need to remember is €20,482.16. So away you go. Text play to 57557. Now, a couple of texts in relation to the Aer Lingus dispute. Luke says, of course the Labour Court got involved. The politicians are going on holiday soon and we can't disrupt their holiday plans. Well, yes, the dole is rising. I think it's the 11th of July, sometime like that, next week. But of course they'd all be holidaying at home, because the election is coming up in the autumn and they want to touch up their constituents. Pilots should remember that Aer Lingus is just a small part of a greater conglomerate who have deep pockets and are anxious to make sure there's no contagion to any of its other airlines. They can bust this union by dragging this out indefinitely, or indeed close the whole thing down if push comes to shove. The only ones who will suffer will be the travelling public. We should remember the old adage, when elephants fight, the grass gets crushed. Well, that is true. It's part of the IAG group. They have, is it Vuela? They have Iberia, and they have British Airways, of course. And someone else said, in relation to the hours flying, pilots' hours are only hours flying. Sometimes you can log 6 hours on two European flights, but have a 14-hour day. So it's misleading. Now, coming up later on the show, is big business dictating Dublin's future transport plan? We'll get the latest on what's happening.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.